Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, October 14, 2019 is Sangenith Colliery Disaster. The Sangenith Colliery Disaster, also known as the Sangenith Explosion, Welsh, Danshwa Sangenid, occurred at the Universal Colliery in Sangenith, near Caerphilly, Glamorgan, Wales, on October 14, 1913. The explosion, which killed 439 miners and a rescuer, is the worst mining accident in the United Kingdom. Universal Colliery, located on the South Wales coalfield, extracted steam coal which was much in demand. Some of the region's coal seams contained high quantities of fire damp, a highly explosive gas consisting of methane and hydrogen, and were prone to explosions. In an earlier disaster in May 1901, three underground explosions at the colliery killed 81 miners. The inquest established that the colliery had high levels of airborne coal dust, which would have exacerbated the explosion and carried it further into the mine workings. The cause of the 1913 explosion is unknown, but the subsequent inquiry thought the most likely cause was a spark from underground signaling equipment that could have ignited any fire damp present. The miners in the east side of the workings were evacuated, but the men in the western section bore the brunt of the explosion, fire and afterdamp, a poisonous mixture of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide and nitrogen left after an explosion. Fires in the workings hampered rescue efforts, and it took several days before they were under control. It took several weeks for most of the bodies to be recovered. The subsequent inquiry pointed to errors made by the company and its management leading to charges of negligence against Edward Shaw, the colliery manager, and the owners. Shaw was fined £24 while the company was fined £10. Newspapers calculated the cost of each miner lost was just 1 shilling 11/4d, about 5 halfpence. In 1981, a memorial to the men who died in the disaster was unveiled by the National Coal Board, followed by a second in 2006, to honor the dead of both the 1901 and 1913 explosions. In October 2013, on the centenary of the tragedy, a Welsh national memorial to those killed in all Wales's mining disasters was unveiled at the former pithead, depicting a rescue worker coming to the aid of one of the survivors of the explosion. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 020 UTC on Monday, October 14, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Sangenith Colliery Disaster. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.